Sabbath blessing to one and all. And for those that are listening on the phone, Sabbath blessing and welcome. And for the dear ones that will be listening to this recording on a later date, welcome in Sabbath blessing. We will begin our children's Sabbath school lesson on this Sabbath, March 29, 2014. We are still reading from the Desire of Ages. We are in chapter 11. And this will be part 2 of the baptism. Before we begin our lessons, we would like to have opening song. And it's taken from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4:13, entitled, Come in the Unity of the Faith. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. Unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Unto the measure of, unto the measure of, unto the fullness of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. Unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Unto the measure of, unto the measure of, unto the fullness of Christ. Amen. If anyone of the dear family would like to have opening prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your precious name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning and for giving us the ability to enter into your Sabbath rest, dear Father God, I pray. Lord, please bless us and keep us and guide us in all thy way. Please forgive our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anything that we have done in this body that is not of you. Lord, I pray for each and every one of us that are here and those who will be listening to the recording at a later time, and for those who are listening to the phone on the phone. Lord, I pray that you open our hearts, our ears, and our minds, and let your word be so planted in it, dear Father, I pray. Let it be a nourishment to us all. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We will begin our study with the opening scripture, and it's taken from Isaiah 53, verse 7 from the King James Version, and it reads, He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearer is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 2 in our lesson entitled The Baptism of our lesson book. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses,
Genesis, verse 22,
chapter 22,
chapter 22, verse 7. And Isaac
spake
unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. He said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
Amen. Genesis chapter 22, verse 8. And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them together. Amen.
Isaiah 53:8. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken.
Ephesians 1:6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein the hath made us accept in the beloved.
1 John 3:2, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
Revelation 3:7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things said he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth.
Revelation 3:8. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name.
Amen. Welcome to all the dear family that are coming in. We are still in the book Desire Ages in chapter 11, and we'll be discussing from pages 111 to 113. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph.
Desire of Ages, page 111. The Savior's glance seemed to penetrate heaven as he pours out his soul in prayer. Well, he knows how sin has hardened the hearts of men and how difficult it will be for them to discern his mission and accept the gift of salvation. He pleads with the Father for power to overcome their unbelief, to break the fetters with which Satan has enthralled them, and in their behalf to conquer the destroyer. He asks for the witness that God accepts humanity in the person of his Son. Taken from Desire of Ages, page 111, paragraph 6. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 112. Never before have the angels listened to such a prayer. They are eager to bear their loved commander a message of assurance and comfort. But no, the Father himself will answer the petition of his Son. Direct from the throne issue the beams of his glory. The heavens are open, and upon the Savior's head descends a dove-like form of purest light, fit emblem of him, the meek and lowly one.
Desire of Ages, page 112. Of the vast dawn at the Jordan, few except John discerned the heavenly vision. Yet the solemnity of a divine presence rested upon the assembly. The people stood silently gazing upon Christ. His form was bathed in the light that ever surrounds the throne, the throne of God. His upturned face was glorified as they had never before seen the face of man. From the open heavens, a voice was heard saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased."
Desire of Ages, page 112. These words of confirmation were given to inspire faith in those who witnessed the scene and to strengthen the Savior for his mission. Notwithstanding that the sins of the guilty world were laid upon Christ, notwithstanding the humiliation of taking upon himself our fallen nature, the voice from heaven declared him to be the Son of the Eternal.
Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What did the Savior plead with the Father for power to do, and what was the meaning of the dove-like form of purest light that descended upon the Savior's head? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is to help men overcome their unbelief, to break their fetters, which Satan has enthralled them, and in their behalf to conquer the destroyer, and it represents a fit emblem of him, the meek and lowly one. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 112. John had been deeply moved as he saw Jesus bowed as a suppliant, pleading with tears for the approval of the Father. As the glory of God encircled him and the voice from heaven was heard, John recognized the token which God had promised. He knew that it was the world's Redeemer whom he had baptized. The Holy Spirit rested upon him, and with outstretched hand pointing to Jesus, he cried, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Taken from Desire of Ages, page 112, paragraph 4. Amen.
Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. How was John moved as he saw Jesus bow as a suppliant? And what did John cry out as he stretched out his hand, pointed to Jesus? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, Babala.
The answer is, John had been deeply moved, pleading with tears for the approval of the Father as the glory of God encircled him, and the voice from heaven was heard, and behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh him away the sin of the world. Amen.
Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 112. None among the hearers, and not even the speaker himself, discerned the import of these words. The Lamb of God, upon Mount Moriah, Abraham, had heard the question of his son, "My father, where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" The father answered, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." Genesis 22:7-8. And in the ram divinely provided in the place of Isaac, Abraham saw a symbol of him who was to die for the sins of men.
The Desire of Ages, page 112. The Holy Spirit, through Isaiah, taking up the illustration, prophesied of the Savior, "He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." Isaiah 53:7-6. But the people of Israel had not understood the lesson. Many of them regarded the sacrificial offerings, much as the heathen looked upon their sacrifices, as gifts by which they themselves might propitiate the deity. God desired to teach them that from his own love comes the gift which reconciles them to himself.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, what did Abraham seize in the ram divinely provided in the place of Isaac? And did the people of Israel understood the lesson of the sacrificial offering? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, babala.
The answer is, he was a symbol of him who was to die for the sin of men. And no, the people of Israel had not understood the lesson. Many of them regarded the
sacrificial
offering much as the heathen looked upon the
sacrifices
as gifts by which they themselves might
propitiate
the
deity.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And that is taken from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. Praise the Lord. So let us continue in our lesson book, Desire of Ages, page 113. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
In the world, what was spoken to Jesus at the Jordan, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
Embraces
harmony.
Humanity.
God spoke to Jesus as our
representative
with all our sins and weaknesses. We are not cast aside. as
worthless.
He helped made us
accepted
in the beloved.
Mm-hmm.
Experience.
That's Ephesians.
Ephesians 1 through 6.
1 verse 6.
Verse 6. The glory that rested upon Christ is the pledge of the love of God for us. It tells us of the power of praise, how the human voice may reach the ear of God.
The ear of God. Amen. Desire of Ages, page 113. And our petitions find acceptance in the courts of heaven. By sin, earth was cut off from heaven and alienated from its communion. But Jesus has connected it again with the sphere of glory. His love has encircled man and reached the highest heaven. The light which fell from the open portals upon the head of our Savior will fall upon us as we pray for help to resist temptation. The voice which spoke to Jesus says to every believing soul, "This is my beloved child in whom I am well pleased."
Praise the Lord. Isn't that our blessed hope, dear little ones? The same love that the Father has for His Son, He has for each one of you. So anytime when temptation comes, just shout up a prayer to heaven and the Lord will hear your prayer, dear ones. Question, boys and girls. What does the glory that rested upon Christ symbolize and what does His love do for man? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble out.
The answer is a pledge of the love of God for us. It tells us of the power of prayer, how the human voice may reach the ears of God. And our petitions find
acceptance
in the court of heaven, and His love has encircled men and reached the highest heavens. Amen.
Amen. What a wonderful Father we have. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song, dear ones. This scripture song is taken from John 3:16 from the King James Version, and it goes like this. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph.
Desire of Ages, page 113. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Our Redeemer has opened the way so that the most sinful and the most needy, the most oppressed and despised may find access to the Father. All may have a home in the mansion which Jesus had gone to prepare. These things said He that is holy, He that is true, He that had the key of David, He that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. And this was taken from Desire of Ages, page 113, paragraph 2. Amen.
Praise the Lord, dear ones. We have just come to the ending of our study. So next week, we will continue with part 3 of our study in the lesson book entitled The Baptism. If any one of the little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to have closing prayer.
Father God, thank you for all you give us. Thank you for lesson day. Thank you for lesson Sabbath that we had. Bless all those everybody that's on the chat room, let them be safe, and those everybody in amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, dear ones, next Sabbath, we will still be in chapter 11, the baptism, but this will be part 3. And this will be held on April 5th, 2014. We have prepared children's Sabbath school activities for the children that they may continue enjoying their Sabbath rest, and also for them to be familiar with all the works and the words that they have just learned today. I hope and pray that all of you all was blessed. For those that are listening on the phone, we hope and pray you was blessed as well. And we will see you in the near future. And for those that will be listening to the recorded, Sabbath blessing and God bless everyone.